and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're pausing today to ponder what God has done in America, how God has preserved America, and we are in a new day. There are those out there that are hewing and crying about the price of gas may go up. I'll read you the headline of an article once again. After years of devastation, America begins its great restoration. And in part, the article states, we're certainly not out of the woods yet, but we can rejoice in the early signs that it's morning again in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today the bleeding heart liberals, the socialist Marxist never Trumpers, those that have Trump derangement syndrome, that's crying and screaming and trying to make you believe and others believe that somehow, some way, we might have voted incorrectly on November the 5th. May I say to you, approximately 75 million people voted for Donald J. Trump, for Trump 47, for the president of America. And I'm thankful that God heard our cry, that God intervened and once again put President Trump in office. I'm thankful that he's put a man in office that has tenacity, a spine, a backbone, and a willingness to do everything possible to preserve America, to preserve our constitutional liberties, to preserve that which we have in our freedoms today. And we're witnessing today at lightning speed President Trump accomplishing those things. And the bleeding heart left, the Marxist media, the Socialist Communist Democratic Party, they don't need anything else but to fight against Trump and blame Trump. Now they're saying that because of his... I don't know if you noticed it or not. I roll the dial when I'm watching news. And I rolled the dial last evening and this morning. And all the media, without exception, all A-L-L, the media, without exception, all they could talk about was the difficulties that's facing America. In fact, one went on to say that it's going to cost Americans about $1,200 a year more just to survive because of the cost of gasoline, the cost of medical care, the cost of groceries, because of the tariffs that Trump is putting into place that goes into place tonight. There's no recognition. There's no credit being given for what Trump has done at lightning speed in America. And for the things that I want us to focus on today as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, is the answer to our prayer that God has provided us with. We've witnessed, ladies and gentlemen, the cancellation of all of the transgender butchery surgeries that had been going on at taxpayers' dollars under the Biden administration. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump has stopped that by executive orders, immediately halting what is absolute, what is called junk science that has been in place. I'll read again the headline that I read earlier. Hospitals are scrubbing notorious child sex change clinics from website as gender industrial complex goes in full retreat. This article in part says President Trump recently signed an executive order that labels these intervention surgeries as chemical and surgical mutilations, all based on junk science, and his executive order strips all institutions pushing gender ideology of the use of any federal funding. Hear what that is? He just cut the valve off, cut the faucet off, where these institutions that are practicing voodoo science, that which is fake, phony, false science, destroying the lives of thousands of boys and girls with mutilating surgeries, cutting off healthy body parts, placing them on puberty blockers and transsexual hormones to change a boy from a girl. And President Trump, ladies and gentlemen, made the statement. In fact, I'm looking at the headline. President Donald J. Trump signs executive orders proclaiming there are only two biological sexes, halting the diversity programs in America. Now listen, if he has not done anything else, if Trump has not accomplished anything but that one factor of stopping the transgender surgeries, of stopping that taxpayer funding of that, of shutting down the hospital clinics and the doctors and all of those that have been pushing that for the under the Biden administration, if that's all he's done, I'm willing to say thank you, Lord, for putting Donald J. Trump in office. What has taken place under the Biden administration with the transgender butchery, debauchery, surgeries, destroying the lives of young boys and young girls for the rest of their lives to be totally dependent upon the government, totally dependent upon Big Pharma for just simply day-to-day survival. If Trump has done nothing else, ladies and gentlemen, it's worth our vote. Here's our headline. President Trump signs an executive order proclaiming there are only two biological sexes, halting the diversity program. President Donald Trump on Monday signed executive orders proclaiming that the United States government will recognize only two sexes, male and female, ending all of the radical and wasteful diversity, equity, inclusion programs inside all federal agencies. This article further reads, the gender order states that it will defend women and women's rights and protect freedom of conscience by using clear and accurate language and policies that recognize women as biological females and men as biological males. Ladies and gentlemen, what Trump did, and I'll read the rest of the article after I do a little footnote, what Trump has done in this executive order, he simply declared that God's word is right, that the Bible is correct, that Genesis 1:27 is authenticated, that God said they're male and female. The scripture says he created he them, male and female. Ladies and gentlemen, what the Biden administration had done and all of the agents and departments that's funding not only in America but around the globe, the debauchery surgeries with taxpayers' dollars, they've been spitting in the face of God. They've been saying that God's word is not true, that we don't believe God, that we will reject God and what God's word says. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that during the Biden administration, the fruitcakes out there in La La Land had come up with some extraneous number. I believe it was like 157 different genders, and there's only two, male and female. Now, Trump has declared that. So the point that I make, ladies and gentlemen, we need to keep our focus on the end game. We need to keep our focus on the reason we voted for President Trump. We need to keep our focus on what God is doing through him and not what the socialist Marxist media is claiming that Trump is going to do to us. I am eternally grateful to God that God heard our prayers. He heard our cries and divinely intervened and put Donald J. Trump back in the office for Trump 2.0 for the 47th president. This article reads further, ladies and gentlemen. The gender order states that it will defend women's rights and protect freedom of conscience by using clear and accurate language and policies recognizing women are biological female and men are biological males. It requires the federal government to use the term instead of gender, to use the direct term of sex in its statements about male and female. Across the country, ideologues who deny the biological reality of sex have increasingly used legal and other socially coercive means to permit men to self-identify as women and to gain access to intimate single-sex spaces and activities designed for women, for women's domestic abuse shelters, for women's workplaces, for women's showers, restrooms, bathrooms, locker rooms. This is wrong, the order reads. Efforts to eradicate the biological reality of sex fundamentally attack women by depriving them of their dignity, their safety, and their well-being, and it is ending now, President Trump said. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, I go back to the fact, if we, and I could go the balance of the day outlining for us and discussing for us all of the things that Trump has done just in the past couple of weeks since he was inaugurated and went into office, and the executive orders of how he's riding the ship. He is correcting the direction of the ship. He is in control with that which is morally, ethically, biblically, theologically, doctrinally correct for the most part. Now, I'm not saying that he's a saint, but God is using him just as God used Solomon, just as God used King David, just as God used the Apostle Paul, and I could go on and on and on in the Scripture. God's using a human instrument that's willing to do what is right and what is authoritative, biblically speaking. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please. Hello.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. Been to your church once.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
And there's a lot of things that I thought I'd want to say on the radio, but I think the biggest thing I want to say is I want to thank you for what you have done. I think you are a pioneer of Christians on the radio. Over the years, there's been so many of us. They're just two zip-lipped, sitting on our hands, doing nothing. And I admire everything that you've been doing throughout the years, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, brother, I'm humbled by that statement and thankful for it.
I don't think there's enough people in America, Dr. Youngblood, that recognize this is a fight. Mm-hmm. This is not just Christians roll over and let them have their way. We have been fighting the evil for so many years, and myself as a Christian, we have been too quiet for too long. And I am so proud of you and all the other callers that call in and people that I hear on the streets. You know, I do construction. I talk to a lot of people. And there's a lot of people that are really thrilled of what's going on now in our country.
Amen.
I'm out of breath because I'm working back and forth.
Well, Billy, I am thankful for you.
I just wanted to tell you thank you very much, sir.
Well, Billy, thank you so much. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you for your kind comments. I'm humbled by those comments and thankful for them. It is my prayer, it is our desire every day on this broadcast, simply to impact lives for eternity, for us to recognize the hand of God in all that's taking place in the political realm and every other area and aspect of life. Billy, thank you, and keep looking up. God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about the focus, keeping our focus. Don't keep your focus on what the socialist Marxist media is saying and their accusations, and they're trying to tear down and destroy what God is doing through President Donald J. Trump. Don't lose our focus. Our focus needs to be on the end game, the goal, the aspiration, and the aim. The Apostle Paul talked about that in the Philippians text, where it's talking about we've not already accomplished, we've not reached the goal that God has for us, but he says, I'm keeping my focus on the end game. I'm keeping my focus on the aim and the prize that is before us. And ladies and gentlemen, in a very similar fashion, we need to keep our focus on the end game and what God is doing and what God is going to do. Here's another headline. diversity hires may have caused deadly DC airline crash. Ladies and gentlemen, because of what Donald Trump has done and the cancellation of the transgender surgeries, another aspect of that is that we've seen the immediate cancellation of the conservative censorship. We've watched the immediate cancellation by Meta, however you pronounce that, for Facebook, for Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg and all of the other social media acolytes are simply openly now apologizing for their previous censorship of what we have said and what we've done. So listen, I can summarize that. I can summarize the fact that all of these socialist media gurus are now wanting Trump to honor them, recognize them, and not put the handcuffs on them. But we, in the short term, at least, we have our freedom of speech that's restored. Our freedom of speech has been restored. No longer is it censored by the censorship of the socialist Marxist media and the socialist Marxist platforms that's controlled by the federal government. And today, ladies and gentlemen, another aspect of what God has done and what God is doing is the fact that today, just a couple of weeks into office, President Trump has stopped the DEI, the diversity, equity, and inclusion practice, where unqualified people were put into the military and every other area of the every other branch of the federal government. Listen, I'm looking at the headline, diversity hires may have caused deadly DC air collision. President Trump blasted the former President Obama and suggested that the diversity hires could have led the deadly mid-air collision Wednesday night at Reagan National Airport. A group within the FAA determined that the workforce was too white. Then they had concerted efforts to get the administration to change, and to change it immediately, Trump said. This was in Obama's administration. Further, he says Trump also blamed the former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg under the Biden administration for the diversity instead of competence. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, that's the new Transportation Secretary under President Trump's leadership, said the mid-air collision over Reagan National Airport was absolutely preventable. What happened yesterday, that's a couple of days ago, shouldn't have happened. It should not have happened. And when Americans take off in airplanes, they should expect to land in their destination, Duffy said. We will not accept excuses. We will not accept passing the buck. We're going to take responsibility for the Department of Transportation and the FAA to make sure that we have the reforms that have been dispatched by President Trump in place to make sure these mistakes do not happen again. So the point is, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding today that as a result of diversity, equity, and inclusion and the hiring practices in all government agencies, the federal government, and all the bureaucratic provisions out there, that it probably had a major devastating effect in result of the collision over DCA in Washington, D.C. I'm looking at a headline. President Trump orders review of FAA diversity hiring agenda, wants the problems corrected immediately. President Trump has ordered the Secretary of Transportation, the Chief of the Federal Aviation, to review all of the DEI practices imposed on the nation's air traffic control system during the regime of Joe Biden, and to take corrective action as necessary to achieve uncompromising aviation safety. That would include the replacement of any and all employees who do not meet the qualification standards. This article goes further. The FAA had played a prominent role in the use of Biden's DEI standards, which use race and gender ideology as a benchmark for hiring, subordinating a candidate's actual expertise and qualifications for the job. President Trump is in a statement said, the shocking event following problematic and likely illegal decisions during the Obama and Biden administrations that minimize merit and competency in the Federal Aviation Administration. The Biden administration egregiously rejected merit-based hiring, requiring all executive departments and agencies to implement dangerous diversity, equity, and inclusion tactics, and specifically recruiting individuals with severe intellectual disabilities to work in the FAA. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're seeing today with President Trump, he's calling it out. He is saying that not only we're not going to have any more of the butchery in our hospitals for the children to chop off healthy body parts, no longer we're going to have censorship in America where Christians' free speech and religious liberties and religious free exercise are going to be hampered in some fashion. No longer will we have those that the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in our schools and colleges and medical and military. No more ungodly, antichrist, unholy practice. No more immoral lifestyles to those that are spitting in God's face in America today. Not about you, but if there's nothing else for us to talk about, if that's the end of the story, then we need to rejoice and praise God for what God has done in changing America in a tectonic fashion overnight. Here's a headline. Education Department employees placed on leave for attending diversity training. Listen, President Trump said no more diversity training, no more DEI, no more of that in the military, no more of that in the hospitals, no more of that in the educational department, no more of that type pushing in the lifestyle in the hospitals and the medical associations by doctors. And yet the education department thinks that somehow, some way, they don't have to adhere to executive orders or to the president's office. And so the article headline again, Education Department employees placed on leave for attending diversity training. Some federal employees at the Education Department have been placed on administrative leave for previously attending a diversity training. Several employees began receiving leave notices late Friday. This action comes as President Donald J. Trump has ordered all federal agencies to examine and dismantle any programs or initiatives that seek to bolster diversity, equity, and inclusion. Further, the article reads, employees placed on leave are receiving full pay and benefits, and the memo clarified the leave was not based on disciplinary reasons, but the union said it's possible that anyone who participated in the department's Diversity Change Agent program, a voluntary two-day training program, could receive a notice. Upward of 100 people may have participated in the training and received the notices that they are put on leave. President Trump is operating, whether he realizes it fully or not, President Trump is operating today to counter the counterculture and the woke culture, to get us back to the centrality of that which is moral, that which is ethical, that which is biblical, that which is holy, that which is not anti-Christ, not anti-God, but follows what you and I as Christians would call the Christian motif, the Christian, if you please, process and the principles according to the scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump, in just 2 weeks, has closed our borders. Those crossing the border today is like a sieve in comparison to what it was under the Biden administration. Under the Biden administration, upward of 22 million illegal invaders came into America. Joe Biden said that he could do nothing to seal the border because he needed legislative authorization to do so. That was an absolute lie. I touched on that many, many times on this broadcast, that was a lie. That lie has been debunked by the fact that in just a couple of weeks, President Trump has sealed our southern border. He stopped the fraudulent NGOs, non-government organizations that have received, I think the latest research on the non-government organizations, what they've received, like $2.9 billion. That is religious denominational organizations that are claiming to, quote, love people and love God and want to be like Jesus, and therefore they're going to set up organizational structures. In fact, listen, some of the NGOs, most of the NGOs are religious organizations. Some of them had set up headquarters in Mexico to take those illegal invaders as they were coming to the border and provide food, clothing, shelter, information, and funds for them to fight the government, to fight over the border, and to enter into America. Why is that so? Is it because they love Jesus? Is it because they're honoring God? Is it because they're doing what is best for the nation? Or were they doing it for what is best for the wallet? It is a cash cow, it has been for them. Ladies and gentlemen, under the Trump administration just in a couple of weeks. According to Holman, the head of the as the Border Patrol czar, he says the border crossings are down 93% under Trump. And he said, we've still got work to do. I'm reading parts of the article. The Trump administration border czar revealed on Sunday that the border crossings are down 93%. The crossings on the border are down. President Trump is the game changer. No one has had the success he's had on securing the border. We've achieved success on the border already. We've got more work to do. Holman said ICE has already arrested more than 6,000 illegal immigrants in the first week of Trump's presidency, and the majority of them have criminal records, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that we need to recognize is that we have those that are running the NGOs that are operating a big business. I'm looking at the headline, far-left churches, hear me, far-left churches see illegals as big business. There are a number of Christian ministries and publications that are outraged over President Trump's mass deportations. One major far-left Christian magazine published an essay claiming even Jesus was a refugee, which he was not. The insinuation is that you oppose the illegal aliens coming in and you're opposing Jesus. But in turn, out of their anger, may not be so much about the loss of illegals as it is the loss of their cash cow. These holier-than-thou woke preachers are fleecing the flock. They're fleecing American taxpayers. President Trump issued an executive order stripping federal money from a number of so-called charities that are supposedly using the cash cow to help illegals. Catholic charities received $1.4 billion in tax money. The Lutherans got nearly $100 million, and the Church World Services got $20.5 million. Remember the bishop at the National Cathedral, the one who attacked President Trump from the pulpit? Her denomination, that is the Episcopalians, ladies and gentlemen, her denomination's immigration ministry got $53 million in tax money. Now can you understand why she was disparaging toward Trump? Now can you understand why she was disappointed that Trump is the new president? Now can you understand why she openly challenged Trump with a grin on her face, as though she's saying that you're taking away my money and I'm angry about it? That's exactly what was taking place. The great irony is that many of these far-left Christian groups are among the loudest voices hollering about separation of church and state. If the Catholics and Episcopalians and Lutherans want to care for the illegals, they should do so out of their own tithes and offerings and not the hard-earned money of American taxpayers. That's not charity, it's welfare, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to thank God for Trump and keep our focus on the end game and not on these bleeding heart liberals. They're crying the blues today. Thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Trusted Voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is